we're heading to the bottom of the third. Panthers put 10 to the plate in the second. They had seven straight players get on. And Moselle led it off with a double. Now batting 173. 217 is a leadoff hitter. But we'll see what Murphy Williams can do. And Williams is still in the batting order. So you don't have to have a designated player. Moselle swings and misses at the first offering. It's a choice. Usually players do it, but if you've got your bat in the lineup, they'll let you hit. Here's the 0-1. That's right across. It's 0-2. As Williams takes a step back, getting ahead 0-2. Again, Williams struck out 26, walked 45 over this campaign. 5.83 ERA and a 1-11 record. That's high, 1-2. One-two pitch from number 24, Murphy Williams from Gladewater, Texas, 5'6", freshman. And Moselle pops up in foul territory, making a long run for it as Hogan, but she can't get there. That's a long, noisy foul ball. Williams' one win this season came in a 10-2 matchup against Coppin State back on March 2nd. And Williams is one of those with that hip turn before she comes across. And Moselle swings and misses. Pitch was way away from her. First strikeout for Williams. Williams' last outing went 2 2/3 against Stephen F. Austin on Wednesday in the 8-2 loss. Gave up seven hits, seven runs, three were earned. She walked four, struck out one. Sexton comes up, and she takes her first pitch as a ball. Sexton single back in the second inning, part of that Panther rally. Average now stands at 236 for Bailey. She got a stolen base during her time at bat. And her 23rd run scored, leads the team, and it's low, 2-0. And Georgia State with six runs in that second. Monroe got a third of them back. Williams and Sexton is going to foul it to the left side around the netting into the parking lot. 2-1 now. To Sexton. Of course, we will monitor that baseball game and give you updates as they come available. Another one foul, third base side. So count now 2-2. See what Sexton can do here. High and a little inside, 3-2. Sexton spells her name B-A-Y-L-E-E. Again, part of that three-person Buford Wolf contingent. Full count. And Sexton comes up, puts it over the head in left field for Krebs. Ball's going to slowly roll all the way to the wall. Sexton round second. Here's the relay. She's in third with a triple. That's Sexton's third triple of the season. One of those plays where you come up, you choke up on the bat, and you hit it as hard as you can. Just bloop it, and everyone's playing in. So it just goes over their heads. Georgia State with a runner at third, one out for Job. She walked back in the second. That's Sexton's third triple in her career. Didn't have any her first two seasons. And Joe takes a call strike, 0-1.
I pick you one out, Mark.
So Georgia State trying to get those runs back. 6-2, Panthers. Outside. And it's 1-2. So Sexton's had a pretty good day. Once in a while, one ball, one strike, one out, one on. Bottom of the third. Panthers up by four. And Job fouls it to the right. And it hits on top of the ULM dugout over there. Bounces away. See who's on softball retrieval duty.
Nothing above your hands, Arden.
Count 1-2. Infield playing in. They're coming home with this. Should give Sexton a good chance to try and drive it, but it's high and outside, 2-2. Dang it. Job with a 2-2 count. Sexton at third. And she should be able to drive it. Outside, watches it come in, 3-2. 3-2 to Job. Job digs in. Bat on her shoulder. 5'8" is what she's listed as. Hits it to short. Bobbled it. Looking at the runner back and throwing over to first. Mount just bobbled it a little bit. Not enough for Job to get safe and not enough for Sexton to come home. Two gone for Ray.
First baseman, number 12, Caitlin Ray.
And Ray with that huge home run, the grand slam, last inning for Ray's third career home run. And the first one she's hit in conference play. Ray takes a pitch high, a little inside, but strike one. First home run was last year in a non-conference game against Detroit. And she hit one earlier this year against the Fordham Rams. Here's the 0-1. That's upstairs. Makes it 1-1. Let's see what. Okay. Phone buzz. Just had to see what it was. Nothing important. Just a news click up on a camouflage snake. It'll wait. The 1-1 pitch. And Ray fouls it back. Into the parking lot behind us. And it's 1-2. Ray looks like she's going to bunt. You know she's not. Inside. 2-2. Just barely missed. Barely missed inside 2-2. Ray from the left-hand side. Infield playing back now. With two outs. And Ray will slice it to the left. Stays 2-2. Williams has faced five batters at this point with 25 pitches. And she checks that pitch target. And Georgia State just trying to get some more runs. Get that six-run edge back. Ray lines it, and just over the head of Mount. That's five RBIs for Caitlin. She's going to second. Throw is high. Back tag will not be in time. Double for Ray brings home Sexton. It's 7-2. Five RBIs today for Caitlin Ray. Here's Reagan Morgan. Morgan has also been up in the other two, and he struck out in the first single and scored in the second. 7-2, Georgia State. 196 with two outs, 229 with runners in scoring position. She goes after the first pitch, left side foul ball. Can't get there in time.
Stay behind the ball. Let's go, baby.
Morgan now up to 260 on her batting average. That is Ray's 45th hit on the season. That leads the team. And she had that 7-game hitting streak that ended against Georgia, but she's got two today, and that was low. Reagan went after it anyway, came up empty 0-2.
You got it right here.
I should not try that again.
0-2.
Take it off, baby. You don't need a one-ten.
Here's the 0-2 pitch with runner at second. That's a good eye. It was high, slid across, 1-2. Both pitchers just like to have offerings that just kind of slide across from a left-hander. Another place. Same result, 2-2. And we'll also check baseball scores as the day rolls on. The Warhawk baseball squad is over in Jonesboro playing Ark State. High. Saw that coming. 3-2. Hawkins on deck. And it's Georgia State up 7-2. They got one run of the two that the Warhawks picked up in the third. One of them back. Morgan, 353 on base. That ball to center field, backing up and off the glove of McKay. One run scores. And Reagan Morgan in with a double. I'm not sure what McKay was doing there, because she stepped in